resist Antichrist? Should we resist Satan physically? We're to follow peace with all men. That's Scripture. However, peace between men is a two-way street. Jesus had to die. Christians don't. There's a force in this world that has the eradication of Christianity as its goal, spoken or not. That force is the spirit of Antichrist, which will never receive Christ. The mark, number of the beast, is 666. Six is the number of man. 666 indicates that man is above God. The term beast is used to indicate that a man without God is just a brute beast with no eternal spiritual value. That is why his end is the lake of fire with those that receive his mark, name or number. Those who have received the mark of the beast will not be persuaded by love, as they have reprobate minds which cannot be touched by the truth. The mark number is a mental spiritual mark that people receive as they reject Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Yes, there may be a physical mark, but it's really a spiritual mental mark. Those who are irreconcilably bound to Satan through willful rejection of the Lord of glory are worthy of death. We see Christ returning and consuming them with the word of his mouth. Am I espousing physical violence against the kingdom of Satan? Yes, if necessary. Is there a scriptural basis for this? But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered or allowed his house to be broken up. Matthew 24:43. All power in heaven and earth has been given to Christ Jesus. We are his emissaries in this age of the world. We are to exercise his dominion as his regents. There is no justification for surrendering power to Satan. As a matter of fact, we are commanded to give no place to him. That means no place. Jesus commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature. It is not his will that any perish. Jesus called the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites children of their father, Satan. He said this and went and died for their sins. But before he did so, he said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." If you see yourself as a lamb like Jesus, you do not know your place. There was only need for one perfect lamb. That was Jesus, not you. We are heirs of the kingdom. We are sons of God. Adam and Eve forfeited their earthly kingdom to Satan. Jesus won the earth back for us. Are we to forfeit it back to Satan? I can tell you unequivocally that such a forfeiture is counter to God's will. The church of Laodicea was spewed out of his mouth because of lukewarmness. It was not their lack of praying or preaching that made Christ sick. It was their failure to appreciate their inheritance in him. Why is the book of Revelation so cataclysmic? Because Christians did not rise to their privilege and responsibility. Are you going to be part of the problem or part of the solution? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. Exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. When was the last time you reproved or rebuked someone for their error? If you're not speaking the truth but cowering before error, you're part of the problem. Wake up before it's too late. Stir up the gift that is within you. Shake yourself as Samson did. It's for your good. It's for your family's good. It's for your church's good. It's for the community's good. It is for your state's good. It is for the nation's good. It is for the world's good. And it is for Christ's sake.